life's too short, we need to do something with it. And the longer I procrastinate, less likely I am to do it. And I love my grandma, and I feel like, honestly, she could have lived another good 20, 40 years if she'd lived a healthier lifestyle. She died from kidney failure, and she got from a bad infection. She just was really sad. I've had a really hard week. So, I've been planning on doing the whole food plant-based nutrition. And me and my fiance have been fighting with it for a couple of years now. We did really well for a few months, and then my cravings and life and everything else took over, so we're going to start again, and this time we're going to make it stick, because neither one of us want to die early because it's of our own fault. If I get hit by a car, at least, can't say that it was my fault. And I feel like doing a little update podcast on my way home from work or on my way to work is okay, because I'm not staring at the phone, and I pay attention. It's like talking on the phone, except I'm talking to myself. And that's always fun. I really want to do something. I really want to make something of myself. And I know that where I'm at now in life is just not where I'm supposed to be. And I want to start recording my journey, because I always find watching other people's journeys fascinating. And my journey is to transform into whole food. But I also want to start doing crafts and more just things in life. I want to do painting and wood burning, and I want to write a book, and there's a whole lot of stuff I'd like to do. I feel like having a platform where I update my progress is one of the best ways for me to stay accountable, because it's not deadlines. They don't seem to work for me like they did back in high school. When I was in school, I used to procrastinate right up to the day a project was due, and I hope that I got enough of it done, if it got done at all. I can't live that way. I can't procrastinate until I'm on my deathbed and hope that I did good enough. And from all the science and articles that I've read, I feel like the only route is whole food plant-based. Watching documentaries on how they treat animals and stuff, it reinforces my belief that the only route to go. And as for my grandma, I really wish she could have had a better life, but she fell into the cracks of what everybody was saying: try this pill, try that pill, and you'll be healthy eating whatever you want. And I feel like that's what really hurt her. And the last months and years of her life, she's had a really hard time. And me and my fiance really just don't want to go through that. So, where I'm at now is, I do not drink pop. I haven't had a Coke or any soda in about 2 years, maybe 8 ounces total from a sip here or a sip there. I just don't enjoy the carbonated beverage. I still drink sweet teas, which I need to get away from. me. Occasionally, I fall off that bandwagon. But ever since they introduced the Impossible Burger, it at least gives me an outlet, even though it's not really a healthy choice. But one of the issues is time. We're both very busy people, and we just don't have the time. And I think a part of that is my lack of knowledge in the kitchen. And her, she's going to nursing school while working at the hospital. So, between me working and her being very busy, the only plant-based foods we're really cooking is black beans and rice, because you can just throw it in the cooker and it's fairly quick after that. So, for right now, I don't know much. I started the Ruby, R-O-U-X-B-E, cooking course from Forks Over Knives, and I've been able to gather a little insight to what I should be doing and what things can help in the kitchen. So I'll keep an update about that, too. And if all goes well, you guys can help me make better content, and I will help you guys see how a normal person can overcome habits and bad habits and being scared to where you're paralyzed to even start. That's one of my issues, is the fear of failure holds me back, as well as the fear of success. Because what if I don't know what to do once people start asking me for my opinion or expecting things out of me, and I don't know the answers, and I just feel like I can easily be overwhelmed. So that's one of the reasons I haven't started. I did try YouTube several years ago, probably about 5 years, and I did photography, which kind of got me out of my shell, back in 2012, and I am 31 at the moment. But just to get some insight on who I am, I've always been a creative person, but I am an introvert and shy and all that. But I like to not be in the limelight, so trying to do this stuff is very much out of my comfort zone. I went to school in a small town in southern Indiana. There wasn't very many people, and I lived out in a cornfield for a very short time, so my social interactions were very limited. And so this makes me nervous. But I know I'm capable of doing it, and your first one's always gonna suck. So this is me sucking, and hopefully I can do much better. I appreciate positive feedback. Please leave the negative shit at the door. If you have constructive criticism, I will listen. But, you know, this is my first go at podcasts, and I didn't do very great with the YouTube. I made maybe about a dozen videos, and I started to get better. But my paralyzing fear of being seen and heard put an end to that. The fact that I work a 40-hour day work week, I can talk to my phone on my way home and on my way to work, so I have no excuses. But you gotta make sure that you always remember safety first. make sure that I'm always paying attention to the roads and my surroundings. I feel confident in that. I don't recommend it to anybody, though. And I will not do this when I have kids or my fiance in the car, because that's even less safe. I've been an ERT, or emergency responder, for 10 years now. And so safety is one of a high priority for me. But I'm starting, like, I've always cared about health. I'm just not very good at implementing it. I let life kind of drag me through. And it's time for me to knuckle down and get things done that need done. And for one, I'm still really young and I would like to live a long, healthy life. So that means I need to start taking better care of my body. And I want to enjoy my life. So that means I need to find another outlet besides working my 9-to-5, 40-hour-a-week job. So this is my start. I don't really have anything else to say, because I knew if I didn't press record, I wouldn't do it. I've been procrastinating, and I've been thinking about this for a little bit now, and I feel like at least once I start one, then more will come, and I feel like I can bring a lot of value to those that are like me, and they fear failure, or fear starting. So take my first crappy podcast and do what you will with it, and I will try to keep updates on life in general. And I believe my grandma would be happy for me to be stepping out of my shell to do this. So I'm going to give it my all for my grandma. Her funeral is on Monday, and I am not looking forward to it. I'm going to sign off now. God bless.